Hello again from me, Nigel Ogden. And that famous signature tune, Keep Smiling, introduces our tribute to the man who must surely have had one of the most varied and rewarding careers in the history of the theatre organ, Reginald Fort, who sadly died at his home in Florida on May the 22nd this year at the marvellous age of 87. Although born in Daventry, the family soon moved to Rugby, where Reg started playing the organ in earnest, having studied the piano for some 4 years. And indeed, he always claimed that the tremendous success of his career was due in no small measure to the first-class musical training which he received from his teachers during these early days. Later, while attending the Royal College of Music, he obtained his Fellow of the Royal College of Organists diploma, and after a church organist appointment in London and a short, unremunerative career as a solo pianist, he turned to the world of the cinema. And straight away, there was the old problem: how to get a job without any previous experience, and how to gain experience without a job. Well, eventually, after 4 months of deputising in a different cinema each day, he accepted a post as second organist at the Marlborough Holloway. After a 9-week stay in Edinburgh, where he'd opened the new Picture House Wurlitzer, he was transferred to the New Gallery Cinema, Regent Street in London, the third Wurlitzer in Great Britain, the first to be broadcast, and happily still there. Here is Reginald Fort at this famous 2-manual 8-rank organ with a typical piece of music from that era, Ghitelby's Sanctuary of the Heart. After leaving the New Gallery, the next few years for Reg Fort were very hectic as he travelled extensively both in this country and abroad, opening new theatre organs. As well as being director of music for the county cinema circuit, residences during this period included the London Palladium, the Regal Marble Arch and the Paramount Tottenham Court Road. With the advent of talkie films, outside broadcasts from cinemas became rather difficult, so the BBC bought an old theatre, the St George's Hall, and installed a fine 4-manual Compton theatre organ. Reg Fort was appointed first BBC staff theatre organist in 1936 and never looked back from that moment on. In 1938, the London Daily Express ran a Gallup poll on radio programmes, compiling a list of 60 regular broadcasters. The outright winner, Reginald Fort, closely followed by another world-famous theatre organist, our good friend Reginald Dixon.
Well, I've always got to thank Reginald Fort for giving me the idea and the ambition to play a theatre organ. I was playing the piano with an orchestra at the Healy Palace Hotel in Sheffield, which is a suburban cinema. And our standard of music was considered quite good, playing to the silent films. this musical advisor, musical director, I should say, gave me a record of Reginald Fort's. And I remember it was in the Persian market and in a monastery garden. On the New Gallery organ, I think I'm correct there. I'm not a statistician like a lot of the organ fans are, but I'm sure that was correct. And I thought it was marvellous, just the type of organ I would like to play. So I always thank Reginald Fort for giving me that inspiration or incentive to learn to play a Wurlitzer. But eventually he did the programme The Four Reginalds, which some of the older people will remember. There was Reggie New, Reggie Fort, Reggie Porter Brown, and who was the other one? Oh, myself, of course, wasn't it? That's right, four of us. And I don't remember the tune we were playing. It's in Llandudno when the organ, the Moller organ, was there. And Reg New and I, although we often didn't meet, we were great friends. It was a marvellous sense of humour. I remember the four of us playing the piano and the organ, we were overlapping. And there wasn't a great deal of room for the four of us. We kept changing over. Suddenly I saw Reggie New's left hand hanging down. He says, and he said to Reggie, put his other hand up. He says, please, teacher, can I play with this other hand as well? Reggie Fort, he just smiled. He says, now, come on, boys, let's get together. And we did the broadcast. I'm sure a lot of people will remember it, but looking back now, I felt sad when I heard of the news of Reginald Fort, because it's a part of your life that seems to have gone over the years, although we didn't meet a lot, but there are some people you don't need to meet a lot, and you still regard them as good folk, don't you? It's because in this profession, you move around a lot, you say hello to somebody, and it's probably years before you meet again. So, anyhow, he was appreciated, and he did a lot of good work, didn't he? And that's all I can say, really. Ah, well, that's life, isn't it?
Reginald Dixon talking about Reginald Fort, who we hear now at the original BBC theatre organ with the Whistler and his dog.
Thank you.
After 2 years as BBC theatre organist, Reg Fort decided to cash in on his terrific success and tour the music halls with a theatre pipe organ. All the British organ builders Reg approached about the idea were less than helpful, so he went further afield and persuaded the Moller Organ Company of Maryland, USA, to build the instrument. Designed completely by Reg Fort, the organ comprised a massive 5-manual console, 27 ranks of top-quality pipework, and some of the finest percussion instruments available. Following the delayed arrival of the organ in 65 packing cases, Reg hired Drury Lane Theatre, which was closed at the time, to assemble his musical monster. His newly engaged staff of 15 had the organ playing in just 5 days, and after a hurried press conference, it was repacked into 4 30-foot trucks and whisked away to the Palace Theatre here in Manchester for Reg Fort's first week's engagement. Reg, of course, made many recordings on the Moller during this period, amongst them this beautiful arrangement of the Destiny Waltz. Reg Fort proceeded to tour the country with the Moller, playing to packed houses every night and breaking all box office records. Sad to say, only 10 months later saw the outbreak of World War II, and all theatres were closed immediately. When they were allowed to reopen, Reg continued touring with the organ but reduced its size by about a third and travelled by train. Now, the destruction of the BBC theatre organ in an air raid was kept very quiet, but when Reg finally heard about it, he offered the Moller to the BBC for the duration of the war, and sold it to them outright in 1946, finding it impossible to continue touring, as so many theatres had been destroyed. He did, however, broadcast it again as the BBC theatre organ, and also did 2 TV shows on it. After the news got round that he had sold the Moller to the BBC, he was inundated with requests to play recitals all over the country, and he spent the next few years doing just that. Our good friend Douglas Reeve was once a pupil of Reg Fort's.
Well, the first time I met Reg was when he came down to Hove to open an organ at the Lido Cinema, and it was a little 6-rank Wurlitzer, and I was about 14 at the time. And I remember going along there and introducing myself to the great man and being allowed to play the organ after the Queen to him. and he didn't seem awfully impressed with my playing, I must say, but I went back again about a year later when he was on a return visit, and in the meantime I had had some lessons from Terence Casey, and I played to Reg Fort again, and he seemed to be rather more interested this time. So he said, well, I'm the musical director of a large firm, and we are opening a lot of cinemas with organs in them, and if you like, I think I can offer you an engagement. So I was thrilled about this. He said, but of course I'm on tour, and you'll have to keep writing to me. Write to me every week, because I shall forget all about you. And so I did that. I wrote to him, and I wrote to him every week. And I heard nothing, and I was very depressed, and I thought, well, nothing's going to come of this. But in the end, I did hear from him, and he was kind enough to invite me to go to Golders Green in London and to play on a Wurlitzer organ up there, a fortnight's engagement, which lasted for about 6 years. And if he made a promise, of course, he stuck to it. That was rather nice, too. In the 30s, before he started to use the Keep Smiling tune as his signature tune, he used Pack Up Your Troubles. And then when he was to go to the BBC as the staff organist, he said to me, oh, I'm not going to play Pack Up Your Troubles anymore. I'm going to play this little tune which I've written myself. And he played it to me and said, what do you think of that? And I, as a rather brash 14 or 15-year-old, said, well, I don't like it. I don't think it's as good as Pack Up Your Troubles. And I don't think he liked that very much. Nevertheless, he said that he was going to release Pack Up Your Troubles, and from that time onwards, of course, I used it myself. And I still think it's a very good tune. But I also think, of course, that Keep Smiling was a jolly good tune, and it was so typical of Reg and the personality of Reg Fort, and made a very pleasant and fitting introduction to all his broadcasts. I missed him very much, and, of course, I had the great privilege of seeing him again when he came over here in 1972, when he came to have a meal with us, and it was 30 years then since I'd seen him, but the years just dropped away, and he was the same old Reg Fort that I remembered, and of course his playing was immaculate, and it was a great joy to see him again, and it's a great sadness to me to know that he's no longer with us.
Some interesting memories from Douglas Reeve. In 1951, Reg Fort received a letter from Dr. Adrian Standart, the Dutch organ builder, inviting him to become vice president and tonal advisor of his organ company in America. Well, it was such a tempting offer that by 1952, Reg and his wife were settled in Suffolk, Virginia. Unfortunately, by the end of that year, the Standart Organ Company were in severe financial difficulties, and so for the next 15 years, Reg became head demonstrator for Baldwin Electronic Organs, being based in Chicago. Reg eventually started recording again, mostly on privately owned theatre organs, and in 1968 moved out to Florida, where he remained until his death. Jumping ahead to 1975, a marvellous reunion took place when Reg Fort was invited to reopen his beloved Moller organ, which had found its way to a San Diego pizza parlour after a 10-year period with Radio Hilversum following its departure from the BBC in 1963. Here is Reg on the Moller in San Diego with the final part of the William Tell Overture.
Thank you. Reg Fort on the Moller in the Organ Power Pizza Parlour. Last year, Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust technical team official Don Hyde spent a holiday in the USA, where he was fortunate enough to meet up with Reg, who sent us all this specially recorded message.
Hello, everybody. I just can't tell you how much we've thoroughly enjoyed having this nice visit from Don Hyde and his nice family. And I'm glad to say that my wife took to them, too. So we've had a wonderful time the best part of the day together. We went up and, first of all, of course, we came to our new little home that we live in and had a good old jaw about this and that. And then we went on up to the Dunedin Church, where this very interesting organ is. And we both had to go on that and needed a bit of recording so that you could hear what it's like. And then we all went out to lunch at the big countryside shopping center in Naas, had a very nice lunch. I normally never eat lunch. I normally have a cereal breakfast and a cheese sandwich and a bottle of beer, and then a good square meal at night. Well, I shan't want another meal at any rate till tomorrow night, I can tell you. But it makes such a nice change, because the big snag about retiring is that you're stuck, the two of you, in a house, and there isn't much to do, and no theatres to go to. And so it was just fun to have somebody from home come along, and we had a great old time together. And it was so nice to hear all about all my old pals, Robbie Cleaver and Reggie Dixon and all the others, because I've known them all in my time. And I just want to say hi to all of you, and happy memories, and my best wishes. That's Reggie Fort.
Reg Fort's last message to the folks back home. In 1971, we were all thrilled when Reg paid a return visit to his homeland with concerts at the Granada Tooting and the Odeon Manchester. He also made a number of recordings for us, of course, on the present BBC theatre organ, which is where we hear him now with a typical Reg Fort Pops medley.
Thank you.
And so we come to the end of our tribute to the late and great Reginald Fort, the man who for millions played such a significant part in the world of theatre organ entertainment. And as we leave Reg to close the programme in his own inimitable style, we say farewell and express our thanks for all the happiness he's given us over the years.
Well, that's about all there is for now. So this is Reginald Fort at the BBC Theatre Organ saying a goodbye for now, and don't forget to keep smiling.